Reporter Jackie Spinner of the Washington Post is with the Army's 1st Infantry Division just outside Fallujah. She's covering the assault on the city. Jackie Spinner, what do you know so far about what's happened in Fallujah?
We know that about 7 o'clock local time, thousands of U.S. Army and Marines punched through the city. This was the start of this major offensive that we've been expecting and anticipating. It happened tonight. The tanks and Bradley fighting vehicles rolled into the city over these large dirt berms that the insurgents had built as a protective wall around the city, and they are now slowly moving their way through to where they believe that many of the insurgents and foreign fighters are holed up inside.
The assault into the city was preceded by airstrikes, and I gather there have been more airstrikes.
And there have been the city from where I am has been lighting up like a giant burst of orange. The artillery have been consistently pounding before the assault and after. They are softening up the defensive positions of the insurgents and trying to detonate some of these booby traps that they expect and have found that the insurgents have laid for them as they were coming into the city.
I mean, these are what U.S. Army people in Iraq call improvised explosive devices, bombs along the road that had been laid in wait for them?
Yes, they're mostly IEDs or these explosive devices, but they're expecting to find other things. They're expecting that many of these buildings are booby trapped, to explode and then, to blame for the insurgents, to blame the U.S. forces for causing any damage or are causing loss of life for the civilians that are there. They're expecting to find a whole array of things when they eventually get to their target locations.
Now, given that the U.S. troops have not yet reached their target location inside Fallujah, have they so far met with much resistance from people in the city?
They've met with some resistance. It hasn't been an enormous amount. The big fight is expected to come when the troops move into the Jolan neighborhood and the industrial district of the city that's in the southeastern corner. This is the hub, they believe, of the foreign fighters, between 2,000 and 3,000 foreign fighters they think are there, as well as the resistance fighters from the city itself.
What role are the Iraqi forces playing in this assault?
Their primary role will be to keep clear areas where the U.S. forces have moved through. Now, the Iraqi special forces are going to have a unique role. They will be taking part in more intensive missions and operations. They were part of the seizure last night of the Fallujah General Hospital. They participated in that. And they also will be leading any offensive into the mosques or religious areas of the cities that will have an Iraqi face on it. The Americans will not be plowing ahead themselves into those religious areas.
Is it considered possible that by the time the U.S. forces get to that part of the city that the insurgent forces could simply disband and melt away, or is there nothing left to melt away into?
I think the biggest fear that the military leaders are confronting is if the insurgents don't put up a fight. And if they don't put up a fight, you might find the city in a similar position as Samarra, where the U.S. forces took it relatively easily, and then several months later it blew up again.
Jackie Spinner of the Washington Post outside Fallujah, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.